KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky at 7 degrees below zero. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning with a chance of flurries. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of only 8 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A former softball coach has been found guilty of sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in Council Bluffs. The Daily Nonpareil reports John Osborne was convicted Friday on four counts of sexual abuse. Court records say his sentencing is scheduled for February 1st. It was the 50-year-old Osborne's second trial on the charges. He'd been convicted in spring of 2015, but the judge ordered a new trial when new evidence surfaced before Osborne could be sentenced. The second trial was delayed by appeals. Council Bluffs police say Osborne and the girl engaged in sex acts when the girl stayed at Osborne's house for a sleepover with his daughter. Anita Rescue, Wyota first responders, and medevac ambulance were dispatched at around 3:17 p.m. Monday to a rollover accident off Interstate 80 eastbound at the 70-mile marker. The driver of the vehicle was reportedly a woman from Omaha. There were no injuries reported. A Sioux City care provider has pleaded not guilty to allegations that she stole nearly $37,000 from a dozen disabled adults. Court records say 48-year-old Lisa Sembach Preston filed written pleas Thursday to 20 counts of dependent adult abuse, 20 counts of theft, and one count of ongoing criminal conduct. The records say Sembach Preston was working for Crossroads of Western Iowa, a nonprofit that helps adults with disabilities and mental illness. She was responsible for each victim's bank accounts and other financial matters. The records say the thefts occurred from February of 2015 through this past April. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a Dubuque firefighter was injured while fighting a garage fire. Fire crews had been sent at around 6:10 p.m. Monday to the detached garage behind an apartment building. The firefighter was treated at Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque. His or her name has not been released. Authorities say a house fire discovered early Christmas morning has claimed four lives in eastern Iowa. The city of Bluegrass's police department said in a news release that fire trucks were sent to the ranch-style house a little after 12:30 a.m. Monday. The department says that of the four people inside when the blaze erupted, one managed to make it outside but died later at a hospital. The three others died inside the home. None of their names have been released. Police say the state fire marshal's division has joined the investigation of the fire's cause. Bluegrass, by the way, is a community of about 1,500 residents, 147 miles east of Des Moines. Authorities say an Iowa woman died after a collision in northern Kansas. The Wichita Eagle reports that the accident occurred around 10:30 a.m. Friday east of Woodruff on U.S. Highway 183, just south of the Nebraska state line. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that 61-year-old Jolene Nickel was driving east and had pulled to the right to do a U-turn when her car was struck on the driver's side by an eastbound semi-trailer. Patrol says Nickel died at the scene. Her two passengers were taken to a hospital. The driver of the truck was not injured. A Des Moines police officer has been accused of drunken driving. Authorities say Brett Vanderpool was arrested early Friday in Ankeny after his vehicle was pulled over. He's been placed on administrative leave while the Des Moines force conducts an internal investigation. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says Vanderpool is a probationary officer who was scheduled to leave probationary status on January 3rd. Parizic said Vanderpool's blood tested out nearly twice the legal limit for intoxication. In our funeral announcements, Jeanette Shun Marie Dotzler, age 88 of Defiance, died December 15th at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Jeanette Dotzler will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Sothman, age 87 of Washington Township in Cass County, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life for Doris Sothman will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Knudsen, age 94 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marjorie Knudsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Shaben, age 98 of Erling, died December 15th at Virtue Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Mary Shaben will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Reichardt, age 93 of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Reichardt will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Helen Mary Kleffman, age 93 of Portsmouth, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Helen Kleffman will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Cremation has taken place. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are still pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Blanche Underwood, age 92, of Greenfield and formerly of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Blanche Underwood are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.